What are you beatboxing? My name's Sean Collier. There's Aaron Kleiber.
I'm here.
Laying on some of those old school
pump up
beats.
The volume, pump up the volume. Dance. Bing.
Well,
do we have to pay for that?
Look, Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga got together and wanted to do a movie. And, oh, no, wait, we're talking about Venom.
I was like, oh, my God, did we see the wrong movie?
It's, oh, Venom, right, the other questionable idea in theaters. Look, you know, Sony looked in the drawer and said, who do we got left? Venom, okay,
I'm excited I'm back and that this is the film that I'm coming back for.
You're coming back
to
watch
a while.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I wish.
The Marvel edition.
It is really, right. That's a great comparison.
Silly. It's just silly.
A friend.
Oh, yeah, and later on we'll hear from Jason Clark, little grown dad business crossover.
Boom.
Get your symbiote, my lord, symbiote. This week on You Can Handle the Truth. It is You Can't Handle the Truth for Friday, October 5th, 2018.
October?
We're in it. Is this a horror movie? No.
It's no.
No. I didn't see The Nun. Did you watch The Nun?
I did.
Was that good?
Meh.
Yeah.
I mean, I like James Wan. Anything that
it's
is a name
attached
to. The
Conjuring Universe.
So it was fine. It was fun.
Aquaman looks bad.
Aquaman looks really bad.
Aquaman is the Roman Reigns of superhero movies.
It looks like an Old Spice commercial.
What does he do? What
but
is
not ironic?
Is he cool? Do we like him? Like, what is the?
I don't
what
know.
Is
like
happening?
He like saves people, and then he's like, then. Did I see in the trailer someone threw him a beer like Stone Cold? Did that happen?
Yeah, and there were mer people for it. Like, there's like half a second where he's riding a shark. It's like let's sell this on the shark riding.
Yeah, he is like the professional wrestler of the seas.
Oh my
god, he's the intercontinental champion of the seas.
he really was
an APA?
Yeah,
was that? I'm digging out some wrestling references.
Yeah, it's the Attitude Era, but for DC's. It's so great that the whole DC thing is falling apart, and they're like, we got one more.
Hey, the Flash, beer me.
It's really, DC's like, we're done, but, I mean, we made this. Just watch it if you want.
It really is like,
yeah.
Hey, look, we filmed two-thirds of it.
Yeah.
We just had to finish it up. Please just try to help us make our money back.
We got two Joker movies. I don't know.
I know.
Joaquin Phoenix looks good.
He does.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. I like that kind of Joker.
Yeah.
I like that, whatever that style may be.
I don't hate Jared Leto.
I didn't either.
That's just another thing.
I like that version.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, dude, I remember as a kid, they had, you know, they had artist books in the comic book stores, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they would have, no, remember they would have inserts of, like, character designs?
Right.
Dude, I still love seeing all the different characters' designs of Joker and Batman and, you know, all the different artist renditions and stuff.
Here's a question.
I think that's rad.
In terms
of characters.
Mainstream, I'm not talking about the comic books, for the average audience, is the Joker more bankable than Batman right now?
Mm-hmm.
If you said, hey, we got another Batman movie with either Ben Affleck or Christian Bale... Not Christian Bale. I mean, that would be... If you said, we got another Ben Affleck Batman, or we got this new guy to be Batman, I think that's less interesting than a Joker movie.
It's hard to say. I mean, a Joker movie right now would be a little... It's a little hot.
Yeah.
It's a little hot because, you know, it's been done in little glimpses, you know what I mean? So...
Speaking of villain movies, Venom...
Venom.
Yeah, that's the reaction.
I'm trying to save my pal over here, Jason Clark. I'm trying to save his comments so Sean and I can be objective.
Well,
because Jason will just go, come on, grab the mic and turn into Venom.
You know what? This movie.
I said in the intro, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? When you got to the point where, like, Venom's head was talking to Eddie Valiant.
Yeah.
Eddie Valiant. When Venom's head is talking to Tom Hardy, Eddie Brock, I'm like, yeah, this is Roger Rabbit talking to... It's goofy. It is silly.
We're going to try to stay spoiler-free, because I know a lot of people are excited about a comic book movie, for sure.
Yeah, sure.
I remember not being crazy about Venom comic books when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
They became huge, in the early 90s, I believe. I remember middle school was a big deal.
Yeah.
And, people liked him because he was cool and, like, slimy and, like, had big teeth and... But I thought it was fine, whatever. But the comics, that's kind of, it is a kind of a silly Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah.
There is a tongue-in-cheek Jekyll and Hyde. I do remember that.
And we got around to that after a good hour.
Oh, God. But see, that's the thing.
Yeah.
For 45 minutes, I'm like, what? What? I don't care about Eddie Brock.
It's this little, it is random superhero movie setup, like... Oh, he's got a girlfriend that doesn't, and he's a reporter, and his editor is all
okay,
and he's worried about the world. And
Sean,
what's that?
15 minutes?
It's just a
should be.
It's a stew of the first act of every Marvel movie.
Right, right, right.
And it's
but
okay, whatever.
Three times as long.
Yeah, and a spaceship crash at the beginning, and
oh, how about us and including some of the other audience members, when it said in association with Marvel, we go, oh,
right,
geez.
Right, right.
Oh.
That's because Marvel Studios is like, yo, if you put our name up there, you've got to make it very clear that this is that Black Panther isn't showing up, that Thanos isn't here.
Yeah.
This is a different thing.
Jeez, oh, man. Ghost Rider might show up. Nicolas Cage ain't doing anything.
Mandy. I want to see
doing
Mandy.
It. I know.
People have said this is the best performance of his career.
At this point, you just got to put Nicolas Cage in movies where he plays himself, which is a crazy person.
Yeah.
With great hair.
Man, you look good for your age.
Yeah.
Are you bathing in blood? You're bathing in blood, aren't you?
It has to be.
He's
a Coppola.
No, Venom. Venom. I don't know, man. When they asked me,
Yeah,
when
right. They always ask us.
When you walk out of a screening, if you're a critic, the guy who's there working on behalf of the publicity company, in this case my friend Tony, who I've known forever. Tony, that guy was a manager at Showcase North when I was selling popcorn when I was 16 years old. And gave us wrestling tickets a couple of times because he was a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
But Tony said, "What'd you think?" And I was like, "This was bad." I'd still tell people to go watch it because it's bananas.
Yeah, I still want to watch it.
Yeah.
But I just, my comment was, I hope Tom Hardy got a house out of this.
Yeah.
Because
Michelle Williams
said,
why
did he do this?
I am sick of Ubering from Brooklyn to Manhattan. I want an apartment in the village.
Yeah.
Get me something. You could be the love interest in Venom. Fine. Whatever. Just
whatever.
Make it
as
happen.
Long as I don't have to Uber to get a cup of coffee, good cup of coffee anymore.
Poor Jenny Slate. I have been saying.
Yeah,
for years, she is one of the most underused people in comedy. In comedy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I'm glad she got a paycheck, but what is she doing
this
in this?
This is fine.
I mean, she cashed a check and made herself more of a celebrity so she
absolutely
can make another obvious child but it's the whole thing is a mess. Until you get to, there's some fun stuff where Venom is there. And it's the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde thing, them going back and forth.
Yeah,
there's some fun things.
There's some fun stuff, yeah.
It doesn't look good. It looks like now there's a cartoon on screen, you know? It's that George Lucas prequels kind of CGI where it's like, oh, you're talking to a... It's Roger Rabbit. He's talking to... It's Judge Doom.
It really is. I was just digging into this director. Recently, he's directed episodes of Superstore.
What?
So,
What?
Training. He did direct Gangster Squad, which was a terrible...
That didn't work out.
Yeah, it just didn't work. That Sean Penn, Mickey Cohen movie, Emma Stone. It was just... and then he... 30 Minutes or Less. That's that... that you know, Aziz and whatchamacallit, and they bank rob whatever, and then really he made his big splash with Zombieland. So this is
Zombieland was good. I like Zombieland a lot.
And that's what he did. And he came from, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, and but hasn't had anything really great since Zombieland. And
the writer, I'm sorry to say, well, there's many. Man, there's a lot of writers.
Oh, dude.
But the first credited writer, Scott Rosenberg, that's the writer of Con Air.
And Gone in 60 Seconds. I love
Con
High
Air.
Fidelity.
And the other, one of the other writers.
And the new Jumanji.
Jeff Pinkner was the a producer on Alias and The Dark Tower. Remember there was a Dark Tower movie? Remember that? No one does.
You ready for this? Another, yeah. I mean, Sean, we just could have
keep
going here.
Took four people to write that movie.
Kelly Marcel, Saving Mr. Banks, and 50 Shades of Grey.
Listen, you give me a big Starbucks card and nothing to do for 6 weeks. I'll write you a Venom movie. We can get this done. Give me a shopping spree at New Dimension Comics. I'll hack together a Venom movie. I don't know how four people came up with that. Like, how many times did he go? Did they have a line where you knew exactly what they were going to say? It's like, hey, aren't you Eddie Brock? I used to be.
It was very cut and paste.
And I'll leave the review of Mr. Hardy's performance to Jason. We'll get to that in a minute.
Bada bing.
It was one of those things where I was like, this was a good proof of concept for how Venom will be useful when the MCU gets him back.
Yeah, really.
You know, this is like, oh, I know a little bit about this character, and I'm excited for when someone who knows what to, like the Amazing Spider-Man movies,
yeah,
which is the previous part of this universe that Sony did. Before Sony said, fine, you know what, have him. And then we got...
But now they can't... Can they merge this Venom with that Spider-Man?
In theory, if...
Tom Holland.
If Sony eventually sells, which, I mean, I don't know what they're holding out for.
We've been saying this for a while. It's like, why do you not want to be billionaires?
Take the money, do something else. I think, theoretically, and especially with stay for the post-credits, with setting some things up... They could do a couple movies, sell to Disney,
yeah,
and then you could theoretically bring these characters in. It could be, we haven't seen that happen, like that we didn't see Andrew Garfield crossover or anything, but theoretically it could happen. They're talking about that maybe with Deadpool or some of the X-Men that are floating around.
Also, they just, I mean, since they had some success with Deadpool, I think they're getting a little cocky again.
Well, that's,
you know,
Fox,
they do,
that's not even involved.
Oh yeah, geez, yeah. There's them. But even they're holding on to X-Men too.
Yeah.
It's like, guys,
just
one question. Do you like money?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand it.
I think
it's a money business.
I think we saw this is starting to fade. We saw a few years ago, everyone and their mother wanted to do the big connected universe.
Right.
And that's how we were, Universal's doing the Universal Monsters universe. Now, the only things that made it...
Screwed that.
The only things that were made it were Star Wars, because it's Star Wars.
Yep.
And even they've had some speed bumps.
Sure.
And The Conjuring, because they're cheap, so you're going to make money no matter what.
Absolutely.
No one else can do this. Just because Marvel did it doesn't mean you can do it. Give it, like, okay, cool, let's... I wouldn't mind at all if Tom Hardy was an Avenger.
Yeah.
You know?
I just think, you know, we always said, you know, that at least my opinion is that from day one, DC just, people like DC and this Sony and like, they saw the success of Marvel and they moved too fast.
Yeah.
They just, and they're in this perpetual, like, you know, when you're running down a hill and you can't stop?
Yeah.
And it's just all through garbage.
How many years before we cared about Thor?
Really?
How many years before we were like, no, I do want more?
Remember, Iron Man 1 was fine.
Yeah. I liked it a lot.
Oh, it was... No, it was good.
Yeah.
But you're like, okay, this is... Okay.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't really... Until I saw Captain America, I was like, oh, they're for real. They're going in.
Right.
But, you know, not everybody can figure it out.
Yeah. Okay.
Well... Let's work backwards.
Let's work
before I hand.
What
JC
else you got
over here?
What's going on?
Well, no, you mentioned some great actors in it, and it's funny if you know we always refer to IMDb, IMDb Pro guys once a year. It's a great resource. Holler at your boys. Now, if you look at the top billed cast on IMDb, mm-hmm. super spoiler. Like, right out the gate. Like,
yeah, sometimes you don't want to look at IMDb.
Usually they're pretty good about that, but they were like, no, in the top four, we're going to show you who appears in the cutscene.
You'll see an A-list actor that you have not seen in a preview or trailer.
Do not go to IMDb or any cast list things if you don't want to be spoiled. You did mention, like, you love Jenny Slate.
She's great.
Yeah.
And she does fine. She just doesn't, you know, it's a little bit of a fish out of water, but that's not on her.
Well, I love the villain in this. His name is Riz Ahmed.
Yeah, you mentioned some things that he's done. I know I've seen him,
love
but I don't know what.
Dude. I loved when he showed up in Rogue One. He plays Bodhi Rook.
Yeah.
Remember, he's like the messenger. He's the pilot. He's the he's the defunct Empire pilot. But really, he blew up and he did a show in 2016 on HBO called The Night Of.
Oh, I remember people telling me about that at the
time. Yeah, and he basically is like wrongfully accused of, I think, murdering this girl, and it is fascinating. And John Turturro plays his like goofy like public lawyer. It's really gritty, and you're like, wow, man, like New York is crazy. Like it's a lot of like, you know, it really gives a great look into how messy these things are and how common they are.
Yeah.
Like it's not a big profile case. It's, you know.
And Michelle Williams, okay.
Yeah. Well, you said before, I mean, look, hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. You got to.
I mean, this definitely is propelling her name, and I think she's amazing.
I mean, I thought she was still pretty good getting those Greatest Showman checks, but
right.
I mean, she's doing well this year.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
Look. I saw somewhere today, this is a movie that you go to with your friends and you make fun of it.
Yeah.
That's going to be it. I don't think if you sat down and started watching it on Netflix or whatever, you would make it through. I think without someone to sit there and go, why did the police officer just tell her there's dead bodies everywhere?
Yeah, that's,
like all. I think you got to be able to say these things to somebody.
That's a good assessment. If this is not something you're going to throw on,
no,
and be like, hey, let's watch this, because then your friend would go, hey, this has been on for 90 minutes. Like, you know, it's just. And then, I mean, what else is there?
I mean, Eminem had a song over the credits.
Eminem and Run the Jewels. One of
the Run
best the
Jewels
parts.
One was good.
Oh, we didn't even mention before we unleash. So we didn't even mention the second cutscene. You started to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. There's a cutscene.
It's not like it's a spoiler.
No, there's a cutscene that sets something up. And then in the end, we got an extended scene from the upcoming animated Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which was amazing.
Cannot wait to see that.
I mean, beforehand, I was like, oh, there's a Spider-Man cartoon. That might be fun. And I saw this, and it was like, this is...
Have you seen some of this before?
No.
Oh, dude. I mean, I've been following some art, some, like, you know, little leaks.
The animation is great.
Dude,
the way
so
the music
cool.
was worked
like,
in was
it's
great.
It's like if Pixar was put into, like, a comic book panel.
Yeah.
Isn't it neat?
It looked fantastic. That was the best thing I saw on screen all night.
That
was
true.
3 minutes of Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, that was really. I thought immediately. I'm like, my son's gonna love this.
I'm gonna love it,
dude. It looks so.
That
cool.
looked that was fantastic.
I'm going with my guy, little guy.
Oh yeah,
we're doing a dude's day.
Speaking of dudes, what grown dad business is invading the podcast?
Boom, I got over here with me right here in the
let's
champagne
not even
room.
Let's just cut the shit. Like, seriously. So, I come on to your podcast, Sean and Aaron, every once in a while. I get the call. Hey, you want to go? Sure, let's do this. First thing, I got to give you credit, Sean. This movie didn't have a shark in it. And I appreciate that. But again, it's another piece of garbage movie. And the thing I couldn't get over... The whole movie.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy's dialect.
Okay.
I couldn't get over. All I kept saying in my head the whole time was, what direction did they give him for the way this person was going to be?
0%.
Like what was the dialect? Why? And I couldn't buy for a second that he was anywhere near educated enough to be... to be a reporter or whatever he was supposed to be. Just let me rant. Okay, I've been sitting here for 20 minutes. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
So you got that part. That's driving me nuts. The whole, when they were showing you what he did and he was like this rogue reporter.
Right.
And how bad those scenes looked.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain. Like, he's like a... He
looked like a Channel 1 reporter.
Oh, no, it was like they're trying to make him look like he's a Vice reporter.
Yeah. He was
like a SNL.
Oh, it was bad. It was bad.
Like reenactment of Vice.
I knew in the spaceship scene to start, we were in trouble. Because it's doing its thing, okay? And it's, you know, I'm not a reviewer. I'm going to spoil
That's
everything.
Fine. No, it's,
shit's on fire. People are in there. They're going to die.
Guys, the show's on fire. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Spoilers.
And it sounded like you were on a ride at Universal, and you can't see that the crew is in peril on the ride.
Right.
But the actors and the voices and are like, because the voice came across and went, oh, shit, guys. Or, oh, God.
Yeah, right.
And it sounded so bad. And I just sat back in my chair and I was like, oh, we're in for it on this. This is going to be garbage. It's just going to be garbage. I think Aaron is on fire. No, I know, Aaron, what's wrong? Is something crawling on you?
No. I'm sitting on this chair, and there's crap all over me now.
I don't know what
the hell is that.
What is sand
or dust?
This is getting out of control. You can't see it. Anyways,
what is that?
I thought Tom Hardy was garbage. I thought the movie was garbage.
We turned to each other a couple times and just kept interpreting what he was doing, because at first he's like, hey, I'm from New York and I'm like a little bit of a
and I'm a little bit
heroin addict.
I'm missing a few brain cells.
Yeah. It was like, hey, I'm a pothead college kid.
He had a weird limp that made no sense.
He was like trying to act like walk real hip.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden one scene, I think you turn to me and it's like, is that Rocky?
No, you said Rocky. Wait. Then a little bit later I went and I go, is he Situation from Jersey Shore now?
I mean,
it was so bad.
He was like, hey. And then he was the Situation. And then he was like, kind of the last act was the Fonz. Remember?
Because he was kind of cool now.
He was like,
at the end, he's like, yeah.
Get away.
There were so many problems. I'm sorry. It's just because, again, I'm not critical of movies. I always say to you guys, as long as I enjoy the experience, you give me 90 minutes, give me whatever, 2 hours. I'm sitting there and I'm just sitting here going, I am not enjoying any of this. I didn't enjoy the action. I didn't enjoy the storyline. I hated the villain guy. I thought he was horrible. I mean, you can give him all the credit he wants for other things.
I like him.
He's
a really good actor. He was probably the best actor in this.
Oh, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But man, Michelle Williams, come on. You were talking about anyone that collected a paycheck. That woman was like.
And you know what, too? She's way better than that.
Yeah.
She's pretty talented. And that was like.
Yeah.
The great Gwyneth Paltrow. You know, she just.
And I gotta revert. Look at Sean, and Sean's just like, you know what? It's a terrible movie, but I'm gonna tell people go see it. I'm gonna tell you, you have better ways to spend your money. and here's the other thing. The thing I like to do after watching a horrible movie, I like to research how much it costs to make it and try to figure out how many homeless people we could have fed. Instead of making that garbage. Like, there's not even a toy you could... The Venom toy, you're
they
done.
Had those.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I remember when I was growing up, they had
Venom
toys.
The Venom toys. Yeah. There's not much you can do with it.
No.
So the whole thing is garbage. So, I don't know. 9 out of 10? I mean, seriously. I mean, it was a good time with my guys. No.
Yeah,
no.
You know...
No, I went in no snacks. Did you notice I went no snacks this time?
Yeah.
And then about a quarter of the way in... I'm like, I need something to occupy my mind at this moment.
Yep.
And it's going to be, can I mix the proper amount of Reese's Pieces with the amount of popcorn in my mouth? That's how I spent the rest of the movie.
You know, I always say that there are films and then there are movies. You know?
And then there should be straight to Blockbuster. And that son of a bitch was straight to Blockbuster.
And that only has one location in the world. So that gives you an idea of where Jason wants this movie.
$100 million budget.
Maybe
that's what
more.
It was. No, I looked it up.
Is it 100 million? Wow, that was a lot less than I thought it would be.
Yeah, they didn't give the exact figure, but they just said $100 million.
And isn't it crazy that now that 100 million is just like, kind of normal?
Whatever.
That's like, oh no.
Who was saying, was that Tony Norman sitting next to me? Tony Norman from the Post Gazette.
Great writer.
Right? Great writer. He looks at me and he goes, and we both were thinking at the same time, we're watching the credits because we're obviously waiting for two post-credit scenes.
Yeah.
And there were 500,000 people that made that movie. That credits scene was, the credits were so incredibly long and just like they had three columns of names.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the whole part where they were in, where did it land? The spaceship wrecked in
San Francisco.
No,
Malaysia.
Malaysia,
right.
Every name was looked like it was from.
They filmed that outside the visual effects studio.
Right.
They were like, we got this place rented anyway.
Right. No, I get it. But but every name that was on the thing.
Yeah, so from what I understand, man, some of that like art composition and all that, like, so I knew a filmmaker who worked on some of the Avengers movies, and he worked like 18 hours a day, and all he did, his job, was just airbrushing buildings. That's it.
Yeah.
And he did that for like 2 months. So he did buildings. Then there was five other people that did the sky. There was like,
I get it.
I totally
get it. I was just
staggering how many people work
on that stuff. But my thing is, I get that. But I've been to other movies with much more visual effect than that.
That's an interesting look.
And it's it paled in comparison to this as far as how many people it took them. I don't know, man. I just didn't understand.
Did you like the Venom look? And like, I thought,
whatever.
A little cartoony.
Whatever.
I mean, I know he's supposed to be a little slimy.
You start stepping back and you're thinking of Topher Grace's Venom.
Oh gosh, yeah. Holy crap.
You know,
crap.
Remember
Topher
Grace did Venom in
Tobey
Maguire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the second, third? It's the one with Sandman, which was
was it the one where he sang in a musical?
That was the last. Yeah, it was horrible.
That was the
third one.
No, the second one was the musical, right?
Second one was Doc Ock.
Yeah,
third one was Sandman musical. And Venom.
Oh my!
Yeah, it was horrible. It was garbage. I'd end it all. But no, I just it was just. I guess it was nice to be out of the house. I mean, we're recording this on it's a Wednesday, right? Is it Wednesday? I can't wait to get home and watch American Horror Story.
Me too.
I mean, guys.
Sean, are you in this?
Sean.
Sean will tell you all about
DVR
it.
DVR that stuff, buddy. It's good.
This season, if you like some other seasons, it gets good. It's
even if
good.
You don't. I mean, it's just a lot. I mean, the Easter egg stuff that they're putting in there. And
I love it.
What came back last week. I mean, I get it. That's exciting for a lot of fans. But just overall, it's really good.
I think what they've done with the whole entire series has been phenomenal. I mean, as a horror fan,
I'm a fan.
This is some of the best thing I've ever seen.
I didn't jump on until Freak Show.
Oh, wow.
Then I went back.
Dude.
I started a Freak Show, and then I was like, oh, I really like this. And then I went back to the beginning.
I saw a show about a haunted house, and I was like, I'm in for life.
Yeah.
And I have not stopped.
I have so many. I tell you what, there's so much content out there right now.
Yeah.
I have to wait till I finish something to drop off my list before I can start something new.
Okay. Can I throw something? One thing. Have you watched any American Vandal?
No.
Dude.
No.
Let me tell you something. The guys who made this show, they're like...
But wasn't it like the whole first season was not about people going around drawing dicks on stuff?
Dude.
I got better things to do. I don't know if
that's
something I want to watch.
It's the best since Spinal Tap.
Is it a mockumentary type of deal?
It's a mockumentary, dude. It's making a murderer, except it's about a high school kid who drew dicks on a car. And the second season...
I knew somebody in high school that did that.
Dude, the second season I just started, it's about someone that poisoned an entire high school, Catholic high school, and made everybody shit their pants.
Wait a minute. Is that that clip I sent you?
Dude.
Remember I sent you that clip that
Maybe.
Day? Where the guy, where the kid put, if you've ever had a colonoscopy, which you get to a certain age, which I am, I've had one, and you have to drink a gallon of this fluid.
Yes.
And it's this powder that you mix it in, and you mix it with, like, we mixed it, they told me, like, Crystal Light lemonade, which now I'm scarred for life. I can never drink lemonade again.
Well.
But within... Like, you're sitting there and you're like, yeah, this isn't so bad. You drink a glass of it and you're like, You're like, yeah, I'm okay. I could probably I'll get this gallon down and no problem. Next thing you know, man, it's over. Game time. You're in the bathroom.
Really?
And that thing that video I sent you, I thought I got it on Instagram video, and I was like, oh my God, look at this. The guy put that powder mix, the kid, in the lemonade in the cafeteria.
That's American Vandal. Yeah, that's the show.
So they, Sean, I'll send it to you. It's, I mean, I'm sitting there like, oh my God, there are people just pooping on the cafeteria floor. They couldn't handle it.
Dude, that's the American Vandal. They make it look.
That's not real.
They make it look so real because they use Snapchat. They use Instagram videos. Like, any way they can, like.
I'm an idiot.
Surveillance. No, but, dude, the way they do it. But then once you realize it's these, like, student filmmakers, like, making these documentaries, it does not take itself seriously at all. The shit that some of these people say straight-faced, I'm like, you deserve an Oscar. It is so fun. I mean, it's very spinal tappy. All right,
you sold me. All right, you sold me.
Jay, thanks so much for.
Hey, it's good to get out and hang out. I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Got down here in Homestead. Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's good. Oh, I'm giving that a
9mm bullet.
No, I'm honestly giving that a 2. I literally hate watch that movie.
Woo.
Yeah, and I'm not overly critical. I just didn't I didn't have a good time.
No, he's angry.
And if I have a marginal good time, I'm like, I'm gonna throw you a 4.
I gotta go to JC and wine cooler.
I didn't enjoy any of that.
I liked it a little more than that. Like, it wasn't good, but it's a enjoyable train wreck.
Well,
that first hour's pretty bad. I don't know. 5, a generous 5.
I'm gonna be with you on a 5 there, bro.
It's a 5 leaning down.
No, it's a 5.
It's definitely not a 6.
No,
it's
no.
Not, no. Nothing that sounds like you said it was good. It's.
And I wonder, I'm curious to hear, I don't know many people that are hardcore Venom fans. I'd like to hear what they think.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look into it, the origin, a little bit more, but that first 45 minutes was hot garbage.
Yeah.
When you just said, I want to see what they want to think, I totally went into The Rock. I was like, I don't care what they think. That was garbage.
It doesn't matter what you think.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Hey, we'll be back. We're going to do an episode on Halloween in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Eager to see. Look, it's got to come up.
The sequel.
From the Rob Zombie movies, right?
It has to go up from there, trust me. In my opinion.
I tell you, I patted Rob Zombie on the back a couple of months ago.
Wow,
it was doing the concert
like Panera Bread.
No, it was the concert, and like he did like the guitarist
and
was doing the solo.
To be playing drums?
No, the guitarist was doing the solo, and he just like grabbed a spotlight and did like a big loop of the pavilion.
Cool.
And I wasn't even watching him. Just this was what was weird about it. Like, I'm just watching the guitarist. The guitarist is going. He's good.
Yeah.
And then I just happened to turn my head to the left. At Rob Zombie's just marching at me. I'm like, what's I mean,
dope.
That's not, you know, if the guy from the, if Dave Grohl came down the aisle, I'd be like, oh yeah, there's that guy. Rob Zombie is like Santa Claus. It's like, you're a mythical, what?
Is he a big guy?
He's tiny. He's got to be 5'5", 5'6", and
really?
Scrawny.
For some reason, I always thought he was like 6'5".
No, little guy.
In my head.
Yeah. I didn't know what to do. I stepped out of the way, and he came by, and I just gave him a little pat on the shoulder, like, hey, you're doing good.
Cool.
Well, what else are you? All right. We'll do the episode on Halloween.
Sean has some dope things happening.
I got a show. Not comedy this time.
Listen. Sean's going to be modest. Sean is finally using his theatrical creativity
to create
something
that
is unlike no other in Pittsburgh.
It's called Hollow Moon. And I don't want to say, like, you know, I've had a lot of influences from Bricolage Production Company, Uncumber Theatrics.
Sure.
I've gone to New York and seen other immersive, interactive theater works. Mm-hmm. I've always loved that stuff. This is the year that we said, let's do it.
It's in a cool original project by you guys.
Yeah,
amazing.
I got with Renee Rabinold, Dana Custer, and Ariella Furman. We're called Vigilance Theater Group. You can like that on Facebook. We are coming up on our first show. Hollow Moon is next month. You're going to be trapped with some people in a historic house in Lawrenceville.
Yeah,
and
that doesn't sound creepy as shit.
Things are going to go a little awry. It's going to be an interesting evening. But we've got a great cast, some of the best actors in town. Mm-hmm. I'm thrilled with our cast. And tickets are almost gone.
Yep.
We've got only 12 people per show because you're part of the show. It's got to mm-hmm. be this small group. Mm-hmm. So we've sold about 80% of the tickets at this point with a month to go. So go on right now to vigilancetheater.com. Look on my Twitter. I'm linking it there. Get a ticket and come out. It's going to be a good time.
And if that's sold out, go to Scare House.
Go to Scare. I've already been to the basement. The basement is fantastic, as always. I want to see upstairs. Pittsburgh Zombies are back.
Can't wait.
Seeing them Yinzer Zombies. And then the last part, you remember the last part for the last few years, the Infernal, where you go and Satan shows up and you go.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Now it's that, but with all the lights out. So
oh, cool.
That's part three
now.
That
sounds good.
Yeah.
Hey,
what do you got going on?
Nothing crazy.
The Strand Theater.
I mean, guys, this Saturday in Zelianopla, if
beautiful
you're anywhere
space.
Near there, the amazing Strand Theater, I'll be headlining there Saturday, October 6th,
mm-hmm.
featuring Suzanne Lawrence. Good fun times. It'd be good. Also, hey, just throwing this out there, Eddie Brill will be doing stand-up at Arcade Comedy Theater October 12th and 13th. He is the longtime opener and warm-up act and talent booker for the David Letterman The Late
yeah.
Show with David Letterman.
Yeah.
That's at Arcade. So there's some cool stuff going on.
And I do have a Sean Collier Presents at Arcade Comedy Theater
Dude,
October
so
19th
comedy, yeah.
as well. That's probably the day we'll be talking to you about Halloween.
I love it.
So,
hey, you've done this to me before, but since
yeah.
Jason,
yeah.
I think Jason should close us out with an impression of Tom Hardy as Eddie Brock. I want to hear your Eddie Brock. Sean does this to me all the time. You're a longtime listener on the spot.
You're doing
Tom Hardy's Eddie
Brock.
Closing us out.
Hey, so, I think this is a bad dude, and I think I got to figure out what's going on inside that laboratory.
We can't understand who you are.
Who's that talking in my ear?
Wait.
It's a gabagoo.
I need consistency. Consistency. Thank you.